and six of me set sail on the sweet Cape Fork. And we were sailing away with a cargo of brick for the Grand City Hall in New York. It's a wonderful craft, just rigged for an aft, and oh, the tradesman's Dover. She had 27 masts, she stood several blasts. They called her the Irish Rover. So far, pretty maid, for I must sail away. And fare well, my pretty, pretty maid, for I must sail away. Oh, there was Barney Peace from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. And there was Johnny Merck, who was scarce to full work, and young man from Westmead named Malone. Oh, there was Slugger, oh, two blind drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. Rich man, that's Mick McCann, from the banks of the Man. He's the skipper of the Irish Rover. So fare thee well, my pretty, pretty maid, for I must sail away. And fare thee well, my pretty, pretty maid, for I must sail away. And there was 1 million bags of the West Sligo rags. There was 2 million barrels of coal. And there was 3 million bales of the Nanigold's tails. There was 4 million barrels of stones. And there was 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs and 7 million barrels of porter. There was 8 million sides and the white horse's hides in the hold of the Irish Rover. So fare thee well, my pretty, pretty maid, for I must sail away. And fare thee well, my pretty, pretty maid, for I must sail away. But we had sailed several years when the measles broke out, and a ship lost its way in a fog. And the whale of a crew was reduced down to two, myself and the captain's all dark. Well, the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat was turned right over, turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And I'm the last of the Irish Rovers. So, fare thee well, my pretty, pretty maid, for